Starting a business later in life isn't about being a natural entrepreneur. It's about finally answering that persistent call to create something of your own. Whether you're seeking independence from corporate life, planning for retirement, or fulfilling a long-held dream, the path to entrepreneurship after 40 comes with unique advantages. With decades of experience behind you and a clearer sense of purpose, you're actually better positioned than many younger founders. Glenda Shawley's Founded After 40 has become something of a Bible for midlife entrepreneurs, with readers praising its practical, no-nonsense approach. Even celebrities like Richard Branson and Ariana Huffington have endorsed the value of starting businesses later in life, noting that wisdom and experience often trump youthful energy. This guide distills Shawley's insights into a roadmap that transforms entrepreneurial aspirations into sustainable business reality without requiring you to become the next unicorn founder.
The most successful businesses aren't built on what you do, but why you do it. When I started my business in 1992 with a one-year-old baby after taking voluntary redundancy, my initial why was simply independence and creating a life beyond my family. This motivation got me started, but it led me to accept any legal, interesting, paid work, teaching retail to language students, life skills to young employees, CV writing to job seekers. While I had plenty of work, I didn't truly have a business. Simon Sinek's famous TEDx talk explains that people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. My problem was having a self-centered why that inspired me but didn't give others a reason to work with me. The right why should inspire both you and your potential customers, motivate you through tough times, and give customers a reason to choose you over competitors. When you connect with the right why for your business, you'll make decisions that propel your business forward. It might even help you find your big idea if you're still deciding what business to start. A clear why, like freeing people from pain so they can live fully, helps you understand your target customers and their motivations. It clarifies which opportunities to accept and which to decline. Your initial reason for starting a business, whether due to redundancy, children becoming independent, or supplementing retirement income, won't give customers a reason to buy from you. While profit is necessary, it rarely inspires long-term passion. Your real why likely lies in your core values or mission. Examine what you've always prioritized, causes you're passionate about, qualities others see in you, or contributions noted in work appraisals. Before rushing into business based on passion, assess whether people will actually pay for what you offer. Friends suggesting you monetize your hobby isn't enough. Are they paying realistic prices that cover expenses, time, overheads, and profit? If not, you lack evidence of business potential. As Oprah Winfrey says, success isn't just about money. It's about money and meaning. Understanding your why and definition of success positions you to design a business meeting these goals, ask the right questions, make sound decisions, and focus on what matters. Consider your exit strategy early. Do you want a business that funds retirement, provides inheritance, continues without your active involvement, or simply closes when you're done? Your answer determines how to structure your business. If you want to sell it later, it must function without you, with value independent of your personal skills. Finding a business based on something you love makes the hard work feel more like fun. Your why and vision of success may naturally point to a specific business model, perhaps building on existing skills, passions, or experience. If not, you'll need to explore other options based partly on your risk tolerance. Franchising offers a relatively safe option by letting you buy into a proven business model, reducing risk and making bank funding easier to secure. Before committing, thoroughly research the organization's financial stability, talk to existing franchisees about their experiences with support and costs, and carefully review all information about ongoing fees and decision-making flexibility. Kathy O'Dead joined Travel Counselors after 30 years in the industry and appreciates the professional marketing support, administrative help, and the ability to have colleagues cover during vacations, though this comes at a cost of monthly fees plus 40% of sales.
Another franchisee, Jills Palenque, notes his Athena franchise became profitable within 6 months, with established systems making implementation straightforward. Network marketing, or multi-level marketing, offers a flexible, low-risk business opportunity perfect for those with other commitments or in semi-retirement. You can build your business by selling products and recruiting team members to earn from their sales. Companies like Forever Living, Arbonne, and Utility Warehouse provide established systems with low startup costs, product development, legal support, and free websites. Jill Bennett, a former civil servant, chose Arbonne for its flexibility around family life, while Giles Button embraced network marketing after running a traditional business with 20 employees. Success requires genuine product passion, coachability, consistent effort, and realistic expectations. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme. Buying an existing business offers lower risk by acquiring an established customer base and ongoing operations. Professional due diligence is essential. Hire an accountant to validate financial information and a lawyer to check legal agreements, ensuring there are no hidden charges, problematic covenants, or intellectual property issues. Starting from scratch is the most risky option, but ideal if following a passion or dream. While you'll need to validate commercial viability through market research and testing, this approach offers the freedom to design a business aligned with your personal vision and why. Running a business isn't for everyone. It can be demanding, time-consuming, frustrating, and lonely, yet also exhilarating and rewarding beyond just financial gain. By age 40, we've accumulated experiences that can either help or hinder our entrepreneurial journey. Before taking the leap, assess your self-motivation, decision-making abilities, task-juggling skills, willingness to sell and promote yourself, numeracy, and risk tolerance. The essence of business success lies in offering products or services that enough people want at prices that generate sustainable profit, while maintaining sufficient cash flow to continue trading. Finding the right product means identifying problems that enough customers want solved. As Dave Thomas, Wendy's founder, noted, "Know your product better than anyone, know your customer, and have a burning desire to succeed." Several fundamental business principles are essential for success. First, you can't sell to everyone. Attempting to appeal to everyone results in a bland offering that appeals to no one. Second, people buy what they want, not necessarily what they need. So your challenge is making customers want your product. Consider whether your business can rely on repeat customers or if you'll constantly need new ones. Avoid competing solely on price. It's a race to oblivion. Remember that cash flow is critical. Without sufficient cash to pay bills, you're trading illegally, even if profitable. Prioritize ideas that generate the quickest returns with lowest investment. Accept that you'll need to sell or convert inquiries into sales, even if that means learning new skills. Starting a business brings inevitable challenges. You'll face critics and naysayers, sometimes from your own family who may prefer the security of employment. Combat their doubts with a sound business plan and examples of successful entrepreneurs. Self-doubt will strike periodically. Build a support network of like-minded entrepreneurs through networking groups or social media communities. Time management becomes crucial as your business grows, with many entrepreneurs working evenings and weekends out of necessity or enthusiasm. Customer acquisition takes longer than expected, while too much business can strain your capacity and damage your reputation if you overcommit. The challenge of finding time for your business while maintaining work-life balance is universal. There will always be items on your to-do list, so prioritization becomes essential. While clients naturally demand attention, you must also carve out time to work on your business, not just in it. Otherwise, you'll eventually run out of customers, money, or both. Bright, shiny objects, disguised as money-making ideas, new equipment, or exciting leads, can fatally distract business owners from their priorities. Rather than immediately pursuing every new idea, create a system to capture them for later evaluation. The most successful entrepreneurs cite focus as a key success factor. With countless tasks competing for attention, relying on memory alone guarantees forgetting something important. While paper to-do lists work for some, they require constant rewriting.
Web-based tools offer better solutions, many with free or low-cost versions suitable for startups. Successful business owners like Lucy Pitts use time blocking and weekly task lists, often working evenings and weekends to complete unfinished work. Giles Button learned that productivity doesn't always correlate with hours worked, finding balance through sport essential. Leonie Wright schedules two-hour focused blocks in a paper diary, strategically plans meetings after networking events to minimize travel time, and dedicates 3-4 hours weekly to business development. Waiting for perfect preparation before launching your business is a trap. You'll never have complete market knowledge, perfect skills, or ideal family circumstances. Excellence is sufficient. Perfection doesn't exist. The best research comes from actually selling your product or service, and learning happens most effectively on the job. The Power Hour technique, popularized by Kerry Wilkerson, the Barefoot Executive, involves dedicating the first hour of your day to working on your business before checking emails, social media, or mail, ensuring you're advancing your agenda rather than responding to others. Set a timer for 60 minutes, or even 20 if pressed for time, focus on a specific goal, and stop when the timer sounds. Practicing this 5 days weekly for 48 weeks creates the equivalent of 6 full work weeks of business development time annually. Modern technology offers numerous time-saving automation options. Accounting packages can generate recurring invoices and capture receipts via smartphone. Marketing emails can be prepared in advance and scheduled through services like MailChimp or ConvertKit. Social media posts can be programmed through Hootsuite or Buffer. Appointment booking tools like Acuity Scheduling or Calendly allow clients to self-book and even pay in advance, reducing no-shows. New entrepreneurs often believe they must handle everything themselves, assuming it's faster than explaining tasks to others, no one can match their quality standards, or they can't afford assistance. However, time spent on non-income-generating tasks carries significant opportunity costs. As Giles Button advises, only do what only you can do. Despite starting businesses to achieve better work-life balance, many entrepreneurs find themselves working unusual hours to accommodate personal commitments. True balance requires discipline and boundary setting. Monica Castaneto recommends scheduling non-business priorities first and well in advance, then fitting business commitments around them. She also advocates setting strict work time rules, physically separating work and personal spaces, and booking non-work activities that require payment and commitment. No business can sell to everyone, though many try. Finding a niche that's narrow but deep makes it easier for potential customers to recognize themselves in your marketing. With in-depth understanding of your target customer, you'll better understand their problems and create solutions that appeal to them, using language that resonates. Targeting a niche your competitors aren't precisely addressing can give you a competitive advantage. A narrow niche is tightly defined, like new mothers with babies under 3 months, while still being deep enough to provide sufficient customers, around 700,000 babies born annually in the UK. Your niche definition depends on your services and location. A photographer in a major city might specialize in newborns, while one in a rural area might need a broader target. Understanding your ideal customer in depth makes it easier to serve and communicate with them. For individual customers, profile elements include demographics, age, gender, marital status, living situation, location, home ownership, education and work details, interests, media consumption habits, and values. For business customers, profiles should include business age, industry, customer base, turnover, location, ownership structure, routes to market, decision-making process, growth stage, professional memberships, marketing channels, and core values. People buy to solve problems they want to address. Even creative products fulfill emotional needs while requiring logical justification. Using Maslow's hierarchy of needs helps identify customer motivations, whether they're seeking basic security or higher-level fulfillment. Customer needs change with circumstances. Relationship coaches might target those with belonging needs, while confidence coaches address esteem needs. Validate your target customer assumptions through research to determine how many people have the problem you solve, whether they'll pay for a solution, problem frequency, price points, preferred solution types, competitor alternatives, and if your ideal customer profile matches reality. Even pleasure-focused businesses, like restaurants or jewelry design, need research to establish demand and pricing. Competition comes in many forms beyond the obvious. When identifying competitors, look at who else solves the same customer problems, not just similar businesses. For a florist, competition includes supermarkets, garages, gift shops, and even local flower clubs offering services at lower prices. Positioning maps help identify where your business can compete effectively when markets seem saturated. By plotting two key criteria customers use to choose suppliers, such as price versus quality or fashion versus classic styling, you can visually identify gaps in the marketplace. Your brand extends far beyond just your logo. It encompasses what people understand, see, hear, and feel about your business, influencing not just customers, but staff, suppliers, and your network. Branding is equally important for solopreneurs as for global enterprises, serving as a key differentiator from competitors. Our purchasing decisions are frequently brand-driven, based on reputation and past experience. Well-established brands can typically be summed up in just one or two distinctive words. Consider how differently you might describe retailers like Harrods, John Lewis, Primark, or Marks & Spencer. Effective brands differentiate themselves in how customers feel about them, though brand owners can't fully control public perception. Brand elements are often represented as an iceberg. Only a small portion, logos, websites, premises, uniforms, is visible and controllable. What people feel about a brand lies beneath the surface and is harder to control, especially with social media enabling negative experiences to reach thousands instantly. Effective brands maintain consistency in every aspect. A luxury hotel using cheap toilet paper undermines its premium positioning, just as a company vehicle driving dangerously contradicts safety messaging. Working with a professional designer is crucial for developing your brand's visual identity. Before briefing a designer, review their portfolio for compatibility with your vision and get recommendations from others. Provide your branding document and think long-term about all applications, from letterheads to websites to packaging. Discuss color psychology, establish clear deliverables, and agree on terms regarding design options, revisions, fees, timeline, and copyright ownership. Values can powerfully differentiate your business from competitors. For example, Fabulous Women and Marvelous Men distinguishes itself through its collaboration, not competition value, allowing multiple businesses from the same category to join and encouraging collaboration between similar businesses and even with other networking organizations. Once your branding is finalized, apply it consistently across everything: business cards, email signatures, social media accounts, and your website. Consider how your clothing choices at business events can reinforce your brand, like wearing brand colors that make you stand out. Consistency in branding application helps you appear professional and memorable. Regularly examine your business through your customers' eyes to ensure everything remains on brand. Survey customers for honest feedback, remembering that your brand exists in their perception. While you can't control what people think, you can influence it through excellent customer experience and proper handling of mistakes. Monitor online comments about your business and address negative feedback professionally. While your business motivation may not be primarily financial, profitability is essential for sustainability. This requires careful financial planning and monitoring. For many entrepreneurs, financial management causes anxiety, but the fundamentals aren't complex. Before setting prices, identify all business costs realistically. Consider costs related to sales materials, premises, utilities, rent, insurance, transportation, maintenance, insurance, fuel, equipment purchases, software, including recurring subscription fees, professional fees, memberships, insurance, legal services, marketing expenses, and staff costs. Track when payments are due to help plan your cash flow effectively. Approach pricing strategically based on your business nature and market position. Consider strategies like cost-plus pricing, adding a percentage markup to costs, competition pricing, matching competitors while understanding your margins, value-driven pricing, adding distinctive elements customers value, penetration pricing, temporarily low prices to gain market share, or skimming pricing, charging premium prices for innovations or early-to-market products. Don't undervalue yourself when setting prices. Charging too little may drive away ideal clients who question your quality, while making you work harder for the same income. Your price positions your product or service in customers' minds and should align with your brand. Consider the math carefully. Charging less means needing more customers and working more hours for the same revenue, which increases marketing and administrative costs while reducing profits. Cash flow forecasting is essential for legal trading and often required when seeking financing. It's a spreadsheet tracking money entering and leaving the business over time, typically monthly, showing available cash at each period's end. After calculating costs and prices, you must estimate monthly sales, considering seasonal variations, local events, and community demographics that might affect your business cycle. Even profitable businesses can face cash flow problems when growth outpaces projections, customers pay slowly, or costs exceed forecasts. Identify the root cause, whether undercapitalization, overambitious sales estimates, or expense mismanagement. Solutions include injecting more capital, taking deposits up front, shortening payment terms, offering prompt payment discounts, establishing supplier trade accounts, increasing prices, cutting costs, or factoring invoices. Your break-even point is where costs are covered and profit becomes possible. This requires understanding fixed costs, expenses you're committed to regardless of sales, like rent and insurance, versus variable costs directly related to sales, like materials and packaging. To calculate, first, determine monthly fixed costs. Second, calculate per-unit variable costs. Third, subtract variable costs from selling price to find the contribution. Finally, divide fixed costs by contribution to find your break-even point. Once you've calculated startup and operating costs until break-even, determine if you need external financing. Investors evaluate both your business plan and you. The entrepreneur behind the business often matters more than the concept itself. Financing options include bank loans, requiring collateral and a solid business plan, and crowdfunding, which allows many people to back you with smaller amounts rather than seeking large sums from few investors. Your ideal client won't automatically find you just because you've opened your business. You need to strategically work at getting your message in front of them through your sales funnel, the marketing process that progresses clients from strangers to fans. Your marketing must guide prospects through awareness, interest, understanding, trial, purchase, and ultimately becoming advocates. Before crafting marketing messages, consider that today's prospect is better informed than ever, possibly suffering from information overload and tired of hype and false promises. They've likely researched alternatives, informed opinions on features, benefits, prices, and value. Your challenge is guiding them to choose you. Effective marketing messages avoid common mistakes, listing features without benefits, unclear targeting, self-promotion without engagement, missing calls to action, and omitting vital information. Use the IDA, attention, interest, desire, action, framework, with the recent addition of C for conviction, to structure compelling messages. With mere seconds to capture attention before your message is discarded, compelling headlines are vital. Eye-catching images help, but your headline or subject line must stop targets in their tracks. Questions work well because they naturally provoke answers. If your question makes prospects recognize the message addresses them specifically, they'll likely read on. After capturing attention, deepen your prospect's interest by making them feel the full extent of their pain points. Vividly describe their struggles in ways they'll recognize, like the stressed 40-year-old mother juggling family, career, home, and social life who can't sleep, has constant headaches, snaps at everyone, and has unhealthy eating or drinking habits. Make her feel these problems so intensely that she genuinely desires your solution. Now explain your solution by describing both features, what it is, and benefits, what it means to your prospect. For example, food delivered to your door, feature, so you don't waste time on supermarket trips, benefit. Or deep tissue massage will release tension in your muscles, feature, leaving you feeling relaxed and at peace. It's vital that your message tells interested prospects exactly what to do next. Make it as easy as possible using action verbs like call, visit, book, email, click, download, try, test, order, or buy now. Choose the call to action most relevant to your prospect's journey stage and don't confuse them with multiple options. Your brand's tone of voice is crucial in marketing materials. Many businesses fall into the too much we trap, talking about we do this and our that, instead of focusing on the prospect. Aim for 70% you and 30% we in your copy, and when using we, make it relevant to the prospect. You can't do everything, so identify marketing activities most likely to reach your ideal client. Choose a limited number of tactics and implement them consistently before experimenting with others. People rarely buy on first contact. Your message typically needs to be seen 6 to 8 times before someone takes action, so stay in touch without being annoying. Despite skeptics claiming networking doesn't work, it's often the most effective marketing channel for local small businesses. It's a long game that works in two ways. People you meet may become customers, and established network relationships can transform contacts into your sales team. The greatest benefits often extend beyond just new business. Making friends in business provides invaluable support for solopreneurs, offering opportunities to bounce ideas around and share challenges. The moment has arrived to start your business, yet many people hesitate due to fear of failure. You'll never feel 100% prepared. There's always more to learn, but experience is the best teacher. Set a realistic but motivating start date, share it publicly, and be accountable. You can launch with a big fanfare to create buzz and footfall, but this risks problems if you can't handle demand. A soft launch lets you test your product with a limited audience first, allowing time to refine systems and train your team before wider release. Remember, you never get a second chance at first impressions. For a soft launch, be clear about your objectives, whether testing your offer, gathering testimonials, or checking systems. Determine how many customers you need and what type. While friends and family can help initially, genuine feedback comes from your target market. A big launch can maximize publicity, but requires confidence everything will work properly. Be clear about your objectives, getting prospects through the door or generating media coverage. Media prefer unusual stories over predictable ones, so get creative, like Richard Branson's themed launches. Ensure your approach aligns with your brand and appeals to your target audience. After your launch, ensure you and your guests actively share photos and comments on social media to spread the buzz. Monitor feedback, addressing criticisms constructively rather than defensively. Share positive comments widely in your marketing with permission. Follow up with attendees to request feedback, remind them of special promotions, and ask for recommendations. The post-launch period often brings a sense of deflation after the high-energy preparation phase. While this feeling is normal, you can't afford to let lethargy take hold. Set mini daily challenges to maintain momentum. Read business books, learn new skills through videos, write blog posts, update your LinkedIn profile, or make calls to friends who might introduce your business to potential clients. Don't abandon your business if growth is slower than expected. Many successful entrepreneurs faced similar challenges initially. Apply the concept of marginal gains, seeking 1% improvements across multiple areas rather than making massive changes. Consider small tweaks to email subject lines, website calls to action, conversion rates, or cost reductions. If your business is thriving, avoid complacency and build on what's working by applying the marginal gains concept to further improve results. Gather client testimonials, especially video ones, which are powerful on social media. Implement a referral process that rewards existing clients for introductions. Celebrate your achievements publicly. Success attracts more success. Regularly review your business plan, especially cash flow forecasts, whether you're exceeding or falling short of projections. Rapid growth can create cash flow problems, so identify potential issues early. banks are more likely to support you if you anticipate funding needs before running out of money. You've accomplished what many dream of but few achieve, starting your own business. To succeed, stay connected to your why, monitor marketplace developments, maintain customer focus, differentiate from competitors, market regularly, watch your numbers, especially cash flow, build a support network, and most importantly, enjoy your business.